It's 12 minutes to 7 on Breakfast, and James Carlton joins us now with some newspaper headlines. Hi, James.
Hi, Fran. Well, we have government revenue down, but the Treasurer says the surplus is still on track. The Sydney Morning Herald, Swan firm on surplus. Tax much weaker than expected. Company tax collections have forced the government to embark on a new round of budget cuts, as yet unidentified. The Financial Review, growth slower, but Labor set on surplus. The economy grew 0.4% in the December quarter, a 2.3% for the calendar year 2011. And you break down those figures state by state. In Victoria, The Age, state close to recession. Victoria is on the brink of recession, but South Australia and Tasmania were already there, according to those GDP figures, a clear story of the two-speed economy. The Australian, budget blow as company tax tanks. Notwithstanding, Wayne Swan does say he will find the extra spending cuts needed to achieve the surplus. He says of his five budgets, the next one will be the hardest of all. Now, Defence and the Sydney Morning Herald, minister in retreat over Skype sex scandal. Stephen Smith has allowed the reappointment of the man whose actions he labelled completely stupid over last year's Skype affair. Commodore Kafer will be back at work by the end of the week, but the minister also says it's the beginning of the end of the military's culture of bastardisation and abuse. And the Australian on that, ADF lifts lid on history of abuse. 775 plausible allegations. They cover events ranging from 1951 to last year. The law firm's initial review, finding 775 allegations are plausible, headed for further inquiry. It recommends a possible royal commission, a national apology to victims, and possibly with millions of dollars in compensation. On each score, Fran will find out what the minister has to say, Stephen Smith, after 7:30 this morning. Now, the Canberra Times, the ACT Supreme Court has used the arcane legal rule to shanghai an unsuspecting citizen in the heart of the city and rope them into jury duty. They were a juror short in a criminal trial, and they invoked the rare centuries-old law of praying a tales. Sheriff's officers dispatched last week into Civic to grab a spare juror off the street. It's an ancient term harking back to a time when a jury of peers would be culled from villages, a talesman, one who is summoned under a writ of tales. Something to bear in mind next time you go shopping near a law court.
I just love that story.
We also have the amazing photo in the Sydney Daily Telegraph with the Riverland, with the Riverina waters rising. Millions of spiders have headed for higher ground, and this particular species has gone berserk, spreading its web over the dry land, what's left of it. It looks like kilometres have had cotton draped over it, because there's this thick web as far as the eye can see. Amazing.
Incredible. Thanks very much, James.